continue on the eighth commandment. Exodus 20, verse 15, thou shalt not steal. Last couple weeks, been looking at different ways that would constitute stealing from others, any gain gotten or through misrepresentation, whether it be by selling or by buying, whether we're the seller or the buyer, would of course constitute stealing. The key is Leviticus 25, verse 14, ye shall not oppress one another, shall not defraud one another. And that's what Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 6, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, which is to cheat or to deceive. And again, this is in any matter, so it covers everything. Now, much of what constitutes stealing also falls under lying. To withhold or not pay a fair wage, of course, would be a form of stealing, and the Bible does address this subject. In Leviticus chapter 19, Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 13, thou shalt not defraud, there's that principle again, thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night until the morning. Of course, they paid by the day in the Old Testament, also in the New Testament. So they were not to hold that money overnight. If they did, it was stealing. In Deuteronomy chapter 24, Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 14 and 15, thou shalt not oppress, there it is again, a hired servant. Now this particular servant would be one who perhaps would be easier to take advantage of. He's poor and needy. Whether he be of thy brethren or of thy stranger. So it doesn't matter who he is. Doesn't matter his relation to the employer that are in thy land within thy gates. At his day thou shalt give him his hire. That is when it was agreed upon to pay him. That's when he is to be paid. Neither shall the sun go down upon it, for he is poor and setteth his part upon it. In other words, this individual needs that money. He's worked. He's done what he was paid to do. And he needs this money to live. The money is withheld. That's stealing. Lest he cry against thee unto the Lord, and it be sin unto thee. In Jeremiah chapter 22, Jeremiah chapter 22 and verse 13. Woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness, and his chambers by wrong. It's a matter of integrity, a matter of honesty. He's talking about building here. And he gives an example. That useth his neighbor's service without wages, and giveth him not for his work. So the Lord rebukes, the Lord condemns such a practice. Now that this is addressed over and over, obviously it was something that went on. It's nothing new to our day. These things have been going on since the fall. In the book of Malachi, chapter 3, book of Malachi, chapter 3, and verse 5. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, against the adulterers, against false swearers, against those that oppress the hireling, the one you've hired, in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and to turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. Once again, we have mentioned here those who oppress the hireling in his wages. They are mentioned with the sorcerers, the adulterers, and the false swearers. So this, once again, is a very serious matter. In the book of Colossians, chapter 4, and verse 1, Colossians 4, verse 1. Masters, give unto your servants that which is just, that which is fair and equal, knowing that ye also have a master in heaven. Book of James, chapter 5, verse 4. Behold, the hire of the laborers, who hath reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which hath reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. So, fair wages. Wages are to be paid, of course, by the employer to the employee. Again, there's to be no, the key is, the principle is, there is to be no oppressing, there is to be no defrauding, there's to be no cheating, no taking advantage of. So that's the employer's side. It also works on the other side, the employee. Well, I'm not going to get off on that, but to be slack in the labor that one is being paid for, to either be slack or not to do it, would be a form of stealing, taking product from the workplace without permission. Once again, would be a form of stealing. And people convince themselves, well, this company has all kinds of money, they won't miss it. That's beside the point. That's not even the issue. The issue is stealing. But again, people, with all sins, people always justify why it's right for them in that particular circumstance to do whatever they're doing. In this case, stealing. So it works both ways. It works from the employer's end. It works from the employee's end. In Ephesians, and the Lord addresses this, in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 5 through verse 8, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, and singleness of your heart as unto Christ. Not with eye service, as men pleasers. As not just when the boss is looking, as those who please men do. but as the servants of Christ. And that's a very key statement, and that is the principle in which God's people are to work as the servants of Christ. That is what we must remember. Doing the will of God from the heart. And this is to be done with goodwill, doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond, whether he be a slave, or whether he be a free man. Same thing is addressed in Colossians chapter 3, verses 22 through 25. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Verse 25, but he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. In a perfect world, which of course we do not live in a perfect world, the employer treats the employee right, the employee treats the employer right. The problem is, man has a sinful nature, and these things have a tendency to fall apart. But the child of God is to look at their service to employers as service unto Christ. Just as the employer is not to take advantage of the employee is not to take advantage of the employer. So the workplace is, on both ends, is to be just and is to be fair, which requires honesty on both ends, requires integrity on both ends, on the employer and the employee, and whether one is the employer or whether one is the employee, there is to be no oppression, there is to be no defrauding. This is also true of businesses defrauding other businesses, which again would be a form of stealing. Again, the principle is you do not oppress, you do not defraud, you do not cheat, you do not deceive, you do not take advantage of. That constitutes stealing. Also, to take advantage of one's ignorance is a form of stealing. Again, a verse that we've read, we'll read it again, in Proverbs chapter 20, we have an example. In Proverbs chapter 20, verse 14, it is not, saith the buyer, but when he has gone his way, then he boasteth. Again, that's to, we use that verse to show that it's wrong to have material gain or any other kind of gain through misrepresentation, talking down a product to drive the price down, or one, you could turn it around, one can talk up a product more than it is to drive the price up. That's a form of stealing. Here in this verse, Proverbs 20, verse 14, it's from the position of the buyer. It is not. So he's telling the seller, what you're selling me is junk, or what you're selling me, this is wrong with this. And perhaps if that is true, then that's a different issue. But that's not what's being addressed here, because this individual, after he has bought the product, goes away and boasts. So it can also be applied to you convince somebody that what they're selling really isn't that good of a product when you know that it is, and you take advantage of the buyer's ignorance. That's stealing. to take advantage. And I know people, we've all been raised that's just the way it is. That's being good stewards. Well, there can be a fine line between being a good steward and being a thief. And much of what we've been taught all through our life, the American way, is nothing but theft. It's nothing but stealing. I mean, we live in a country where the government steals from its people. It's the height of hypocrisy. It makes me sick when you hear politicians get up in their pious, self-righteous attitude and condemn other world leaders because they're doing such and such to their people, to their own people. And our government steals from us every single day of the week. When you collect taxes that are supposed to be for something specific and you use it for something else, that's stealing. The whole Social Security system is theft. People would go to prison if it was any other position. So, and we've been taught in government schools by thieves how to steal and that it's okay. And again, people can say, well, that's the American way. That very phrase ought to make you make a child of God to stop and think. Because that doesn't make it right. Well, that's just the way we've always done things. That doesn't mean it's right. That's the way I've been taught. That doesn't make it right. So, you're considered to be a smart consumer if you deliberately take advantage of someone. But that's really not being a smart consumer. You can be stealing. Again, it gets back to cheating, defrauding. That's what it gets back to, oppressing. If there's any of that, then it really constitutes stealing. So again, we must not look at it as the American way. This is just the way that it is. And the attitude of many, of course, is cheat them before they cheat you. And it's true. There are people out in everywhere that are out to cheat whoever they can cheat. However, that does not make it right for us to cheat them before they cheat us. So again, we have to live by a different standard than the world. Extortion is stealing. To obtain from a person by force or intimidation or undue or illegal power, that's extortion. And the Bible addresses that also. Now, no one here certainly is going to be guilty of extortion, but extortion is a form of theft. Notice in the book of Isaiah, chapter 10, in verse 2, to turn aside the needy from judgment, and to take away the right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey, and that they may rob the fatherless. All that is a form of stealing. It's taking advantage of individuals. Here it's robbing individuals of their rights to turn aside the needy from judgment. Just turn them aside. It's to rob them of their rights. And again, it's not stealing, just not stealing material. It can be stealing the person's rights, what's fair. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 22, and verse 12, In thee have they taken gifts, bribes, to shed blood. Thou hast taken usury and increase, taxes, interest, and thou hast greedily gained of thy neighbors. The key there is greedily gained. Greedily gained, that's the key. Of thy neighbors by extortion, and has forgotten me, saith the Lord God. So these were things that were going on amongst God's people. The book of Amos, chapter 5, and verse 11. For as much, therefore, as your treading is upon the poor, here again, taking advantage of a group of people, and ye take from him burdens of wheat, ye have built houses of hewn stone, but ye shall not dwell in them. Ye have planted pleasant vineyards, but ye shall not drink wine of them. Again, taking advantage of a people. You can even give someone something to buy a vote. That's a form of theft. It's taking advantage of individuals. In the book of Luke, chapter 3, and verse 13. Exact no more than that which is appointed you. So to take more than what has been appointed is stealing. Another form, and we'll cover this next week, the one who knowingly partners with a thief, that becomes an accessory to stealing, to knowingly partner with a thief is a form of stealing. Let's look to the Lord, more to prayer. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us, your mercy, your grace, the many blessings you bestow upon us each and every day of our lives. We do pray today that you would help us to worship you in a way that would bring you all the honor and all the glory. We pray that you'd go with us this day, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.